Well, hello again. George Alford, Local Matters. Man, am I excited. I'm pretty easily excited, but I'm really excited today. I got a really great friend, colleague, Mayor Curtis Hayes, Mayor of Livingston for a long, long time, Mayor. So we're gonna get into who are you and where'd you come from and where are you going? And I got a hard job. I got to listen. And, buddy, I like to talk. So, Mayor, welcome. And let's start at birth. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, George, thank you. It's always an honor, to see you, my friend.
Amen, brother. To see you.
We go back quite a long ways.
20-something years.
And certainly when you was at the Cookeville Chamber and in the Highlands. And
working together.
Took a few trips together,
I think. Had a little fun, didn't we?
HRA and the Development District. So, yeah, absolutely. We go back a long way. So thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad. You know, you said that driving out here, I thought about those days, and I thought about Phyllis Bennett.
Wow.
And all the good things that we worked together to get to improve the quality of life. And I don't know why it just popped up, but she really, I know you were very active. I was active, a group of us. It was a very, very positive thing. But that's the thing that we love about the Upper Cumberland. Yeah. Everybody, we work together.
She was certainly one of the powerful leaders in the Upper Cumberland.
No question.
Yeah, that we would go and the HRAs would have an investment, and I tell people this.
Yeah.
We would go down there, and we'd fly down, have a bus waiting on us there. And I think the price tag for HRA was on up to $60,000-$75,000.
So I didn't know that.
But here's the story. Here's what people don't understand. That's a lot of money. Make no mistake, it's taxpayers' money. But on the plane back, we brought back $8 or $9 million.
No question. And
that trip,
I know.
I mean, you do the math. I'd like to do that in my personal life, wouldn't you?
Doggone right. But in the old days, Democrats, Republicans, heads of state, I mean, we were a force because we worked together and coordinated. So now let's get back to you. I want you to start at birth. And don't spend all day in high school, but I want you just to tell us who you are and growing up and what's important to you and kind of take us in. We got plenty of time.
Yeah. So, obviously, you've introduced me, Curtis Hayes, son of my dad. I'm junior. He's
right.
Curtis Hayes, senior. My mother, Christine. I was raised by a single mother, Christine.
Okay.
I've got a brother, sister, Michael and Crystal. I'm the oldest of three. Married to Julie Hayes, Hill Hayes.
Yeah.
And we've been married going on 30 years.
Wow, that's
coming
great.
Up. Yeah.
She's put up with a lot, buddy.
And bless her heart. There's a special place in heaven for her, that's for sure. Went to, of course, I'm a Hawkeye guy.
When I understand.
Graduated Go Big Blue. I'm L.A. Blue. I bleed blue.
Good for you.
Went on to Roan State Community College, joined the Livingston Police Department, started what they called then and now, I was introduced, Tennessee Consolidated Retirement System. We'll see if that plays a role 31 years.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
So, but anyway.
That's great.
Had two kids, two boys.
Two boys.
They're grown now. I have two great granddaughters, great granddaughters. Well, they are great, but they are my granddaughters.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Sway in London, four, about to be five, and then one that just turned one. So that's kind of where I'm at. And by the way, I've been the mayor of Livingston for the last 18 years.
And I want to share with the audience, and most of these people already know all of this, but you are one of the most popular mayors that I've ever met, and in Tennessee history, maybe. You were elected by 80% or 90% of the vote. I mean, is that a fair number? You are.
It was a high percentage. I tell you, Livingston's just really been good to me, and I'm proud to call Livingston home. That we've done a lot of great things together, and if you ever need a measuring stick, because sometimes in politics or being an elected official, it's difficult to know if your administration is running smoothly and if you're doing right.
Sure.
So that measuring stick, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, is called an election day. And so I've always had a high percentage of the vote, one that I certainly have always been proud of. And when people told me, "Don't worry about the election, you got this," and they was right. You know, looking back at it, you can't just go by that then, because you're worried to death. Wife, two kids, young kids.
Sure.
I worked at Tennessee Tech for 10 years down there in maintenance.
It was a big gamble.
Yeah, and had two little kids. Absolutely, it was making decent money. Had insurance, so no stress, no worry. You washed your hands about 3:30, and you came back home, and that was
it. Life's pretty good.
Yeah, life wasn't bad. And then, by the way, I wanted to do something real crazy, and that was get into politics. Well, and
thank God you did.
Started in the city council there 6 years, and then kind of worked my way up. To the mayor, and it's been a really good run. It's been a good run.
You know, I told you I wasn't going to talk, but I lied. I apologize, audience. I was talking off air. I moved here over 20 years ago
and
started visiting mayors and county execs and chambers in our market, our region. I never wolf kids a day. I came up to see you on a Friday. It was in April, May,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
And we're out riding around your car, and everybody is just rolling their windows down. Hey, Kurt. I mean, Kurt. And I thought, this is a pretty popular mayor right here. So, and that's carried over all the years. So you're I heard, man, I'm always, when you're retired, you're the last to know, and that you are now going to be an ex-mayor.
Yeah.
On your choice. You're going out on your choice.
Almost a has-been, I think. or a lame. I've been called a has-been, or you're not mayor anymore, by friends. Lame duck mayor, blah, blah, blah. So, yes, I am. I made a decision, time flies now, I guess, 4 or 5 months ago it was
time.
You
said 31 years. Yeah. So you have hit retirement at a very early age.
Yeah.
You right out of school and started your journey.
So here's a story on that. when you're 18 years of age, including myself, but a lot of 18-year-olds, the last thing on their mind is retirement.
Oh, sure.
I was...
you just went to work.
Yeah. So, well, George, here's the story. So I was working with the city parks in Livingston, for the city of Livingston. I was cutting the grass at the ballpark.
Sure.
And part of that duty was to cut the grass at City Hall.
Yeah.
One of the my supervisor, Harold Watson, dear friend of mine, still alive, think the world of him. He was on the board and said, "Hey, one time I always wanted to be highway patrol.
I understand.
That was kind of a goal. I don't know why, but it got the blue light siren.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah.
I kind of attracted to it. But anyway, so I was at Rome State, and he said, we got a position with the police department. Why don't you consider it? Maybe it'll give you a step toward that highway patrol.
And I thought about it.
I said, well, sure. Well, so I took the position while I was in school, during school, and they talked about retirement, insurance.
Yeah, but what's that? Retirement?
18-year-old. I mean, sure. If I got to take it, I'll take it. If not, I won't. You got to take it, Curse. You appreciate one day. Sure. Okay, I'll take it.
You appreciate it now. Though.
Yeah. So as the years kind of roll and you get married and you have kids and you start thinking,
maybe I'm okay.
Maybe that insurance they talked about in that retirement.
They knew what they were talking about.
Might not be a bad gig. So that's kind of how I got into it. Worked in law enforcement 5 years for the city of Livingston over the county sheriff's office. Graduate Tennessee Law Enforcement Training Academy.
And
I had a good friend that he's passed on now, a good friend by the name of Billy G. Phipps, that was supervisor down at Tennessee Tech brought me on board. I was down there about 9.5 years.
And so you had a great start at Tennessee Tech in retirement.
That's
too.
Right. I mean, that's right. So all of that just rolled over, you know.
Oh, sure, anything.
From the city, the county, to Tech, and then back, been back home 18 years. So,
man, that is great. Well, you, like you said, that's a great system we have, that you can be in public service, school teachers,
that's right.
government, mayor,
that's
and,
right.
and
that's
go
right.
there. So. I'm still in shock that my good friend, my young mayor, one of our young mayors.
I'm not the youngest anymore, I promise you that. I was at one time. Yeah. But
you said you'd walk in room and you were the youngest.
That's
I know
right.
that thing.
That's right.
On chamber. But
that's right.
We're going to talk a lot more about, we're going to pick up there in just a minute. And then we're going to go through today. Now, this is a great time because you're on the precipice of what's next? Where's God leading you and your family next? And, man, it's a great time in your life.
It's a great time.
And you've earned it.
Yeah. And I'm thinking right now there's a few people that I want to be caddy for. George, you're on the list if you need me to caddy for you.
I'm a hacker. Really. I've never – you know, I could tell you a story, but first little chamber job out in West Tennessee, they said, well, you know the main reason we hired you? The guy that finished finals had a 2 handicap, and we figured he played way too much golf. Anybody's watched me swing knows that ain't where I've been. I might have been other places.
I seen Gary Maxwell the other day. I made caddy for him. I told him that I was coming on board. He said, oh, I really didn't know that, but anyway.
You took this game up only in the last few years,
about,
didn't you?
About 7 or 8 years ago. You know, I was in the coaching
Yeah, oh,
field
you were
for a very, very long time.
You were
time.
A high school legend, but you were too modest to say that. And then you coach kids.
Coach kids. Yeah.
We're going to come back to that, but you have been an important part of people's lives for so long. George Hofford with my good friend, soon to be ex-mayor of Livingston, Curtis Hayes. Back soon. George Hofford with Mayor Curtis Hayes. This thing's going too fast, Curtis. We should have booked all afternoon.
Absolutely.
We're just getting wound up.
Next time we can do it on the course. How's that?
Yeah, we will. We will. Have a little fun. Tell a few lies there.
That's right.
We're not going to do that here. But now we've teed it up perfectly, I think, for you to talk about now, today, tomorrow, the future. Your future, Livingston's future, the Upper Cumberland, the Highlands, the state.
Mm.
Where are we going? Where do you see us going? I think we're blessed, I'll say, on the front end for a lot of reasons. But let's talk about you and the future. And you said it's some good advice. And Jim Martin gave me this advice about when you retire.
That'll cost you a Coca-Cola now. Huh? If you bring up Jim Martin's name, it's a Coca-Cola.
I'll do it.
Okay. Make sure you tell him I said that.
I will tell him. But Jim said... You don't realize you need to take take some time and clear your head. And I know you're going to do that. But let's just start there and let's go forward.
Okay. You know, as I've repeated, I've got to August 31st. And we certainly take a little time off.
Sure.
And as you said, just clear your head, play a little golf.
Get back in touch with
absolutely.
Yourself and people and friends that you really hadn't had a lot of time to spend with.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. So bounce my grandkids, take them to the golf course.
Oh, my gosh.
Babysit a little bit and then probably go back to work. Here's the story. I mean, yes, I am retiring as mayor of Livingston. But I still got a little gas in the tank.
Yeah, you're just changing gears.
Yeah, I've still got some
wonderful?
Gas in the tank. Absolutely. So we'll see. And, you know, I would be being dishonest to you if I told you there hasn't been my phone ringing on some offers coming in off the table. But I've not jumped on any of them at this time. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. As far as the future in government, things are changing. Things are changing in a big, great, big hurry.
And you're on the firing on the front line there.
But I think, as far as Livingston, I think we're going in a positive direction.
No question.
You know, and again, we got Mayor Elect Burnett is going to be coming in, and
you're excited about that.
Yeah, I think that she not only will keep it in the middle of the road, but she will continue progress. And I think that's all as a citizen that you can hope for, that we just need to get behind her, rally behind her. And I mean, if she wins, we win. You know, yeah, that's the way it
just make things better.
Absolutely. So, you know, the country's changing. The way that we've done things are changing. You know,
no question.
You know, COVID-19 taught us.
It changed the world.
It changed the world. That me and you can have a meeting virtual. We can Zoom.
I'm not
sure
I know how to do all that.
So I got people that can do that, though.
That's right.
So that we can Zoom and we can WebEx, and you don't have to travel to D.C. or you don't have to travel to Nashville.
And how that's changed our tourism, business.
Yeah, and that's just one thing. You know, order your food and then bring it out to your car. I mean, it's just, you know, it has just changed tremendously. Salaries have changed as well.
Right.
The labor force, A, is hard to find.
No question.
Good qualified candidates for jobs. The rules and city government has changed, and it's a little bit tougher. There's laws that come down that Tennessee Municipal League and other lobbyists try to fight to hold off of cities and counties. But things have changed in 18 years. My goodness, I've seen the good, bad, and ugly. Coming out of this pandemic, I think we're going in the right direction. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah.
It was a awful pandemic. A lot of good friends of mine didn't make it through.
Me too. Yeah. I've got a mother-in-law and a father-in-law.
Right.
Our son Zach's mother and dad died. They had other complications.
Well,
That's what it attacked. The elderly, the young, the elderly with complications.
That's right. There was some bad COVID, but there was also some good too. Now, don't get me wrong; the good never replaces a loved one by no shape, form, or fashion. But we learn things.
We do.
And going forward, so you know. But I want to say that the good folks of this country kind of rolled their sleeves up, and for the most part, are going to work and want to do the right thing.
Yeah, the good. Lamar Alexander's wrote Roots. The guy that wrote Roots, I'm gonna find the good and praise it.
That's right.
His quote. And I there are so many good people in this
community,
state, world that the good will prevail. It'll be different, but the young people we're seeing some bright young people come on in various areas. But we also, you know, and I this word enabling, that a whole bunch of people, you know, we were supposed to have it better than our parents, and they gave it to us, and then now, you know, they're just a whole generation of people who have never, young people who never had the responsibility.
And yeah.
And that's a lot of it.
Yeah. And it's a little scary, by the way.
It is. It is.
So, you know, and when you it is different now, especially when you're out in the workplace and as a supervisor or a manager of a company, and you're hiring folks now. And the good old work ethic that I hired 15 years ago is not the same.
No, but there's
not the same.
You said earlier there's some good things that are coming from this, and I'm not saying, you know, we don't have time to get into all that, but. You know, it's making us take a fresh look at our country, our world, our faith. You know, things we used to maybe take for granted. I mean, life's been pretty good in our country for a long time. But we've had our challenges. And, you know, it's too early to ask you this, but I would think besides business, that you've got a tremendous future in leadership in the public sector, political arena. You probably need to take a little break for a while, but you're not just going to the house. You're gonna stay active, my friend. I know that. I'm on your team. Know that.
First, let me say I think my political days are done. I mean, you never forever is a long time. Let me say that. But I don't have any aspirations on
at the moment.
At the moment, certainly running for any political office. You know, that I've had my run and I've had my fun, and it's been a doggone good run.
I got to meet
good folks like George Hallford.
Well, folks across the state of Tennessee.
I got to work with some good state representatives. I got to work with some good Congress. I got to work with some U.S. Senate. Yeah. So, you know, I got to work with Tennessee Municipal League. I got to work with Tennessee Municipal Bond Fund, Public Entity Partners.
Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, and so.
The border regions.
Yeah, and these folks that you meet across that time in the time span really makes it a tough decision to retire, knowing that there's a possibility on the friends that you have made over the last 18 years you won't see them again. That's tough. It's tough leaving a good team of city employees.
As someone who's retired in the last few years, it's much more challenging than I thought because I missed the people.
Yes, sir. No question.
Used to in your job and similar kinds of work, different. Right. But every day we just probably took for granted, man, we're seeing all these people.
That's right.
And all of a sudden what happens one day when because of your job, your employment, you don't get to do that automatically.
You have to make it happen. Right.
Or you just don't see people.
Now, that's right.
That's probably the hardest thing that that we've gone through. I'm just a people person, love it.
Absolutely.
Love where I live. We got just a couple of minutes left. We got plenty to talk about.
So here's the deal. I love Livingston. Make no mistake about that. And you know, we got a lot of good things going. We live in Livingston. Got another concert coming up in August. It's Summerfest. It's going to be a
that is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Where you have now got a venue up there. Well, people leave their homes in the Upper Cumberland and come to Livingston to eat,
to shop. That's right.
And to hear your concert. I love your outdoor.
Absolutely.
And that took some doing. You know, change is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural change. And tell people we're going to build this, the vision that y'all had to build this facility, and what an asset that will be. It's just incredible. And the lake, now people are coming here from all over.
That's right.
And they're coming down here, and now they come to Livingston for a concert.
That's right. That's exactly right. We had a couple tribute bands last weekend. Had Journey and
Oh my God!
Yeah, the Beach Boys
in Livingston, Tennessee.
So,
I mean, just think how far, how the quality of life,
mm-hmm.
and then what's happening between Livingston and Cookeville with our up and down 111.
That's right.
The development of housing and development. So
they're certainly meeting in the middle.
They are.
You know, they're certainly meeting in the middle.
And just think the vision of Highway 111.
That's right.
The vision of I-40.
Right.
We could just go on. And the vision that this region has had has just been incredible, because this was a very isolated, poor region of the country.
It was.
And
that's right.
What we've been able to do.
That's right.
I'm still sitting there saying, I can't believe my mayor in Livingston is retiring. But you look better than – here go. It agrees with you, Kirk.
I tell you. Thank you.
We're less than a minute away. Anything else you want to tell the group or tell the community?
No, it's just been a pleasure to serve on many boards across the Upper Cumberland, work with the mayors of the Upper Cumberland, the Development District, Human Resource Agency, housing authorities – anyone that I have touched, it's just been a great run.
You know, I had Randy Head
very appreciative
a few weeks ago, and he just called y'all a big family. Yeah. Y'all work together. George Hallford with Curtis Hayes, our mayor, for a little while longer. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, George. It's always a pleasure.
With Mayor Curtis Hayes, we started walking down memory lane a while ago, and you got a long lane. This is home now, and I've been here 20 years,
right.
but I'm beginning to reminisce on great people that you've dealt with.
And I think we'd keep you now, George.
I'm going to hope so.
Yeah, we'd keep you.
It was a split vote for a long time. let's just pick up today. Now, like you said, it's a great segue because you've had now a really successful. But before we do, I hope our audience knows that whether it's TML, whether it's the governor's office or ECD or TDOT or tourism, our mayor here is known as one of the top leaders in this state. And you were extremely active in that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember the young lady from Athens, Tennessee that I used to know real well.
Margaret Meharry. That's it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I digress. Let's pick up with you again and just talk about you and your wife had to go through it doesn't matter, 50 years old, 31 years in, yeah. To really look in the say, is it time to do this?
Well, I don't know if there's any marriage that's easy, is it? I mean,
my wife will tell you. Not that I know.
I think you always say it's a work in progress.
Somebody asked me about divorce in our family. I said, no, but it's pretty close to a murder. And it'd probably been justifiable homicide. You know? I'm talking about her.
Yeah.
Now, let's just talk about you today and things you're thinking about. And it's early, but
yeah.
Still.
So we'll see where the future goes. Right now,
yeah.
So I'm in somewhat of a transitional period. My term ends August 31st. We have got mayor elect, Miss Lori Elder Burnett, first female mayor of Livingston's ever.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
I endorsed her and supported her.
Hey,
and,
that's great.
And so and she'd be a good one to have on your show too.
Yes, but, thank you.
She's doing a good job, and she's still working in her current job. She will take office September 1. Obviously, my last day office is
around Labor Day.
So you got a little time. Yeah, we got a little time. So, but we're in a little transitional phase. We spent probably about 4 hours together today discussing business, and we have. We try to get together one time a week for sure, if not every other week. And as time gets closer to her inauguration, we'll spend more and more time. But I think Lori will do a great job. Like I said, I endorsed
her.
She's one that I truly believe is not going to make any knee-jerk decisions. And
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, I think that's right. Or at least
– if it's cracked a little bit, patch it up.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think that's right. And any major decisions, I know that she will do her due diligence on the issue and make an intelligent decision. And for the citizens of Livingston, and I'm a citizen now or will be.
And hope to stay.
Yeah. And we hope that's where it goes. We get behind her, and she'll be successful, no question.
George Hoffer with Mayor Curtis Hayes, soon to be in his first retirement here at the Labor Day airtime. Let's go right back to that. Great time, though. Great time. You are looking and what's next. And I know this show is really more about the who, but as someone who has been involved under – y'all's direction, and we have. I just think that Livingston has done wonderful job. How you've your downtown, your park, and your concerts, and your marketing, and your restaurants, and of course the tourism and the lake. So, you under your direction, you have witnessed and others. It's a team effort.
Yeah.
But this whole area has blossomed.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head, George. It is a team. I've certainly got.
There's no I in team.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I don't want to use the same cliche as a lot of people uses, but it's true. If you surround yourself by good people,
that's right.
Good things will happen, and if you don't worry about who's going to get the credit,
you just nailed it. It's amazing what we can do.
That's exactly right, and truly. It's never been about me. It's always been about Livingston. And just like I've told several that I've never made a decision in 18 years about me. It's always been about the city of Livingston and putting them forward and putting them up front.
What's best.
Sometimes
that's biblical.
That's right. And sometimes anybody in business,
politics,
or in politics,
not always the most popular.
It's not always most popular, and sometimes you put your business in front of your family. And I'm not saying that's the right thing
to
do.
I understand that.
But it happens. Yeah. It happens. And usually that's when you stay at home on the couch that night. Maybe grab your burger at McDonald's and you don't
that's
get
right.
that good supper.
Get that clothes. But you know the old thing is so biblical, so basic. About don't question. You might question my head, but I hope you don't question my heart.
That's
and
right.
I just think you're never questioned your heart. Never heard anybody did. Hadn't really questioned your head that. I mean, I'm sure they do. You're in politics.
You know, I started with a full head of hair, George. I started with a full head of hair, and I don't know. So I had to grow a beard.
Yeah.
Because youngest son is a master barber, and so I've got to be a customer.
You're working out on you.
I think he
looks good.
Well, thank you. So he trims me up, and I'd love to tell you he gives me a major discount.
No, probably
It's exactly the other way.
That's right. And you said your grandchildren. God is so good in so many ways, but it's hard to explain. And not everybody who can have grandchildren or want grandchildren, I understand all that, but the joy of a grandchild or a great-grandchild.
Just unbelievable.
It's just hard to explain.
You can't. Yeah. I don't know that you can. I've heard people say, Curse, I don't want you to wish your life away, but you wait. And I'm like, it's going to be good. And then once you got here, it's real good. It's good.
You know, you've heard that one about why grandparents and grandchildren get along so well. They both got a common enemy. We double up. We say, you aren't paying attention to that.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Well, you're in a good place. I'm seeing you first time I've talked to you in a while. I mean,
I see you around the golf course.
Yeah, but I'm at the house. You're on the course. You've taken it seriously, and you love it, don't you?
There was a dear friend one time when I was down at White Plains. That when I was coming up on a par 3, left me an ice cold tea sitting down on the green. I want to believe that all my might it might have been George Hallford.
I don't remember, but I might take the fifth on that. But I just feel bad. All this time we said we're going to play together, and you're running, I'm running, and we got some time.
We got some time to tee it up now.
Yeah, I'm a little ahead of you.
Yeah.
I'm a little longer in the tooth, but I hope. But I'm worse. I'm easy pickings. You won't have any problem. But
the last time I was down there, you had a brand new golf cart, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, but you know, it's
good clubs. I mean, you look good, George.
Hey, I'm a Coca-Cola cowboy. I can look the part, but I can't watch the guy that looks the part because I can't play. Oh, we're having fun. This is a. We're gonna miss you, but you're not going anywhere. You're here. So
yeah, I'm not. I'm not leaving the country. First relax for just a bit.
That's the best. I was gonna say, clear this mind for a while. But you know, we're gonna come back in the third segment and let you look in the crystal ball.
Absolutely,
George Hallford with my good friend Curtis. Back soon. George Hallford with Mayor Curtis Hayes. This thing's going too fast, Curtis. We should have booked all afternoon.
Absolutely.
We're just getting wound up.
Next time we can do it on the course. How's that?
Yeah, we will. We will. Have a little fun. Tell a few lies there. We're not going to do that here. But now we've set up, we've teed it up perfectly, I think, for you to talk about now, today, tomorrow, the future. Your future, Livingston's future, the Upper Cumberland, the Highlands, the state.
Mm.
Where are we going? Where do you see us going? I think we're blessed, I'll say, on the front end for a lot of reasons. But let's talk about you and the future. And you said it's some good advice. And Jim Martin gave me this advice about when you retire.
That'll cost you a Coca-Cola now. Huh? If you bring up Jim Martin's name, it's a Coca-Cola.
I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Make sure you tell him I said that.
I will tell him. But Jim said... You don't realize you need to take take some time and clear your head. And I know you're going to do that. But let's just start there and let's go forward.
Okay. So, as I've repeated, I've got to August 31st, and we certainly take a little time off. As you said, just clear your head, play a little golf.
Get back in touch with
absolutely.
Yourself and people and friends that you really hadn't had a lot of time to spend with.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. So bounce my grandkids, take them to the golf course.
Oh, my gosh.
Babysit a little bit and then probably go back to work. Here's the story. I mean, yes, I am retiring as mayor of Livingston, but I still got a little gas in the tank.
Yeah, you're just changing gears.
Yeah, I've still got some gas in the tank. Absolutely. So we'll see. And I would be being dishonest to you if I told you there hasn't been some my phone ringing.
Oh, sure.
On some offers coming in off the table, but I've not jumped on any of them at this time. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. As far as the future in government, things are changing. Things are changing in a big, great, big
hurry. And you've been on the front line there.
But I think as far as Livingston, I think we're going in a positive direction.
No question.
Again, we got Mayor-elect Burnett is going to be coming in, and
You're excited about that.
Yeah, I think that she not only will keep it in the middle of the road, but she will continue progress.
Yeah.
And I think that's all as a citizen that you can hope for, that we just need to get behind her, rally behind her. And, I mean, if she wins, we win. You know, that's the way it
is. Make things better.
Absolutely. So, the country's changing. The way that we've done things are changing. You know,
no question.
You know, COVID-19 taught us.
It changed the world.
It changed the world. That me and you can have a meeting virtual. We can Zoom.
I'm not
we
sure
can,
I know how to do all
that
stuff.
So I got people that can do that, though.
That's right.
So that we can Zoom and we can WebEx and you don't have to travel to D.C. or you don't have to travel to Nashville.
And how that's changed our tourism, business.
Yeah, and that's just one thing. You know,
how
electronic
you do,
and
we do things
order
different.
Your food and then bring it out to your car. I mean, it's just, you know, it has just changed tremendously. Salaries have changed as well. The labor force, is hard to find.
No question.
Good qualified candidates for jobs. The rules and city government has changed, and it's a little bit tougher. There's laws that come down that Tennessee Municipal League and other lobbyists try to fight to hold off of cities and counties. But things have changed in 18 years. My goodness, I've seen the good, bad, and ugly. Coming out of this pandemic. I think we're going in the right direction. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah.
It was a awful pandemic. A lot of good friends of mine didn't make it through.
Me too. Yeah. I've got a mother-in-law and a father-in-law.
Right.
Our son Zach's mother and dad died. They had other complications.
Well,
That's what it attacked. The elderly with complications.
That's right. There was some bad COVID, but there was also some good too. Now, don't get me wrong; the good never replaces a loved one by no shape, form, or fashion. But we learn things.
We do.
And going forward, so you know. But I want to say that the good folks of this country kind of rolled their sleeves up, and for the most part, are going to work and want to do the right thing.
Yeah, the good. Lamar Alexander's wrote Roots. The guy that wrote Roots, I'm gonna find the good and praise it.
That's right.
His quote. And I, there are so many good people in this
community,
state, world that the good will prevail. It'll be different, but the young people we're seeing some bright young people come on in various areas. But we also. You know, and this word enabling that a whole bunch of people, you know, we were supposed to have it better than our parents, and they gave it to us, and then now, you know, there's just a whole generation of people who have never young people who never had the responsibility.
And
that's a lot of it.
Yeah, and it's a little scary, by the way.
It is,
So, you know, and it is different now, especially when you're out in the workplace and as a supervisor or a manager of a company,
right,
and you're hiring folks now. And the good old work ethic that I hired 15 years ago is not the same.
No, but there's
it's not the same.
You said earlier there's some good things that are coming from this, and I'm not saying, you know, we don't have time to get into all that,
right,
but you know it's making us take a fresh look at our country, our world,
it does,
our faith, you know, things we used to maybe take for granted. I mean, life's been pretty good in our country for a long time, but we've had our challenges. And you know, it's too early to ask you this, but I would think, besides business, that you've got a tremendous future in leadership in the public sector, political arena. You probably need to take a little break for a while, but you're not just going to the House. You're going to stay active, my friend. I know that.
So
I'm on your team. Know that.
First, let me say, I think my political days are done. I mean, you never forever is a long time. Let me say that. I don't have any aspirations on
at the moment.
Certainly running for any political office. You know that I've had my run and I've had my fun, and it's been a doggone good run. And
but
I got to meet good folks like George Hallford.
Folks
across
that.
The state of Tennessee. And
I've
I got to work with some good state representatives. I got to work with some good Congress. I got to work with some U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to work with Tennessee Municipal League. I got to work with Tennessee Municipal Bond Fund, Public Entity Partners.
Tennessee Tech.
Yeah. And so
the border regions.
Yeah. And these folks that you meet across that time in the time span really makes it a tough decision to retire, knowing that there's a possibility on the friends that you have made over the last 18 years you won't see them again. That's tough.
It is tough.
That's tough. It's tough leaving a good team of city employees.
As someone who's retired in the last few years, it's much more challenging than I thought because I missed the people.
Yes, sir. No
used
question.
Used to in your job and my similar kinds of work, different.
Right.
But every day we just probably took for granted, man, we're seeing all these people.
That's right.
And all of a sudden what happens one day when you're, because of your job, your employment, you don't get to do that automatically.
Right.
You
right.
have to make it happen,
right,
or you just don't see people.
Now, that's right.
That's probably the hardest thing that we've gone through. It's just I'm just a people person, love it.
Absolutely.
Love where I live. We got just a couple of minutes left. I'm gonna, anything you want, we got plenty to talk about.
No, so I mean, so here's the deal. I love Livingston. Make no mistake
let's talk
about
that a while.
And you know, we got a lot of good things going. We live in Livingston. Got another concert coming up in August. It's Summerfest. It's going to be
that is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Where you have now got a venue up there where people leave their homes in the Upper Cumberland and come to Livingston to eat, shop.
That's right.
And to hear your concert. I love your outdoor.
Absolutely.
And that took some doing. You know, change is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural change. And tell people we're going to build this, the vision that y'all had to build this facility, and what an asset that will be. It's just incredible. And the lake, now people are coming here from all over.
That's right.
And they're coming down here, and now they come to Livingston for a concert.
That's right. Really, that's exactly right. We had couple tribute vans last weekend had Journey and
my God,
yeah, the Beach Boys
in Livingston,
Tennessee.
I mean, just think how the quality of life,
mm-hmm,
and then what's happening between Livingston and Cookeville with our up and down 111.
That's
and,
right.
The development of housing and development. So
they're certainly meeting in the middle.
They are.
You know, they're certainly meeting in the middle.
And just think the vision of Highway 111.
That's right.
The vision of I-40.
Right.
We could just go on. And the vision that this region has had has just been incredible, because this was a very isolated, poor region of the country.
It was.
And
that's right.
What we've been able to do.
That's right.
I'm still sitting there saying, I can't believe my mayor in Livingston is retiring. But you look better than it agrees with you, Kirk.
I am. I tell you, thank you.
We're less than a minute away. Anything else you want to tell the group or tell the community?
No, it's just been a pleasure to serve on many boards across the Upper Cumberland, work with the mayors of the Upper Cumberland, the Development District, Human Resource Agency, housing authorities, you know, anyone that I have touched. It's just been a great run. Just been a great run.
You know, I had Randy Head
very appreciative
a few weeks ago, and he just called y'all a big family. Yeah. Y'all work together. George Hofford with Curtis Hayes, our mayor, for a little while longer. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, George. It's always a pleasure.